another real-life Martian horror story before Halloween. Walking to Woking, taking a Martian tour. We are trudging through the sand pits at Woking, looking carefully about for any signs of Martian spaceships, when I realize, for the umpteenth time in my life, that it's good to get away and do something different with mind and body and spirit. This is 15 years ago, and I am in England with a group of scholars, authors, and fans of H.G. Wells. We are walking together near the town of Woking. H.G. Wells lived in Woking, Great Britain, whilst writing The War of the Worlds, and a few things, such as the sand pits, have not radically changed. In the cool and humid forest, we finally find the exact landing site of the Martian cylinders, then go on to other landmarks of the Martian invasion, places where houses and buildings had been destroyed, and the house where the story's hero had lived. Once in the town square, I got to stand beneath a replica of one of the 55-foot-high Martian robots, something these aliens had left behind when an early virus finally killed them all off. H.G. would have been delighted to see this machine, but he might have expressed disappointment that his warnings about unanticipated invasion, invasion from fascists, invasion from bad ideas, and so on, have gone largely unheeded, generation after generation. Soon after he published War of the Worlds, the invasions of World War I began, the war destined not to be the war to end all wars. And finally, in 1945, Wells had a chance to see what horrible use his predictions about atomic energy would be put to. The good news is, Wells' early draft of a universal human rights statement for mankind was adapted by the League of Nations, then the United Nations. His visionary views of racial harmony, feminism, sexual freedom, equality, and freedom from repression have stuck with us. But it's good to know that there's an ever-present reminder of what can happen if mankind does not learn to stick together and get along. The Martian machine can be reanimated at any time, and the world can plunge once more, as it has plunged many times in the past, one step forward, two steps back, two steps forward, one step back. It's hard to find the pony some days, but, as Wells reminded us, despite the despairs and depravities of humanity, we must accept two things simultaneously. We must do everything we can to fight them, and we must live each day as if these despairs and depravities did not exist. After my Martian trek through the forests of Woking, I returned to the States with renewed hope, and within 2 days, I contract a strange virus.